If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, friends. It's Victoria Hackett here of Outdoor Classrooms and your host of the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. So lately, I've found myself thinking less about what we teach children and more about what they learn simply by watching us. Us as the parents, us as the nature-based educators, us as the leaders. So as many of you know, I'm getting ready for a hut-to-hut trek through the Swedish Highlands. In just a few weeks, I think it's two at this point, I'll be hiking from one mountain hut to another, carrying everything on my back. Yikes! To be honest, preparing for this trip has completely stretched me. There have been training hikes and gear lists and maps and logistics and more than a few moments where my mind has whispered, "Are you sure you're really ready to do this?" At the same time, I've been putting the finishing touches on my book, which is Outdoor Classrooms Unlocked. It's a season of creating and planning and learning and stepping into the unknown. And I have to be honest, I have felt a little out of my skin in the last couple months. Not in a really bad way, but just stretched. I wrote my last newsletter until August, so I gave myself permission to unplug in that regard. But where today's episode begins, because I started asking myself, when did we stop believing that adults are supposed to keep growing? When did we stop believing that? So as outdoor educators, parents, and caregivers, we spend so much time talking about children's development. And in one of my previous episodes, make sure you go listen to it because it's the voices of young children. I actually interviewed children from the Secret Gardens Outdoor Clash. It was completely impromptu, but it was, I think, one of my favorite episodes. And it was just really fun. That experience got me thinking about really asking children what they think. But we're always talking about what can we do? What can we do? How can we create these amazing spaces? How do children learn? How do they build resilience? How do children build confidence? How do children become curious? But today, I'd like to flip that question around to who are we becoming? Because children are watching us no matter what age they are. Not just when we're teaching a lesson. They're watching how we respond to stress. They're watching us about how we solve problems, whether we are curious, whether we stop to notice the first monarch butterfly or the mushrooms growing after a rainstorm, whether we choose to scroll or step outside. So there is this hidden curriculum that I often say that is the outdoor classroom is more than a place. It's a way of seeing. And maybe that's true for all of us too, as, again, parents, nature-based educators, leaders in the community. Children don't simply learn from our lesson plans. They learn from the life that we model. They notice whether we are excited to learn something new, whether we laugh when things don't go according to plan, whether we are willing to admit we don't know something, whether we continue to grow. Sometimes I think the greatest curriculum we offer isn't written anywhere. You can't find it anywhere because it's lived. So, thinking about that, when you can think about when a child noticed something that you hadn't. I actually did a recent interview, and that was one of my questions. And she had said, a child that she was working with said, "Look up. It's really cool if you just look up into the sky. What happens if we look up? We're always looking down because we don't want to trip." So thinking about when a child noticed something that you hadn't necessarily, that's when the children become our teachers. And how can we stretch that and model that and gain that momentum? Nature doesn't stand still. That's the beauty. One of the things I love most about nature is that it never stands still. A forest is always changing. A meadow is always becoming. A tree isn't finished growing simply because it's old. Every season brings something new. And I wonder, why do we sometimes expect ourselves to stop growing, to become comfortable, to sit on the couch, to zone out watching TV? The predictable, the finished. So, like I said before, when I have been preparing for this Sweden trip, it's reminded me of how alive it feels to be learning again. I feel like now that my children have been launched, that I'm going back in time, back in time of a self where I was doing these crazy adventures, biking across the country and running marathons and getting involved in the community. So yes, there are moments of uncertainty, which have crept up a lot lately. But there are moments where I wonder if I've trained enough, or I've packed the right gear, or is the pack itself going to be too heavy for me to carry? Am I going to be the last one in the pack? Are they going to be waiting for me? But isn't that the same feeling children experience every time they climb a rock they've never climbed before? Or build something that doesn't quite work? So growth happens and begins with a little uncertainty. That's part of the journey, is the uncertainty. So we have to lean into it. We have to sort of do what we can to control what we can, but we also have to embrace the risk, the uncertainty, the unknown, or else we're not going to stretch and learn. So another thought that I've been sitting with and reflecting on lately is we live in a world where it's incredibly easy to observe life instead of participate in it. So when we watch videos about hiking, which lately all of a sudden they seem to be on my thread, and it's like, whoa, it's really cool to see all these people in different parts of the world doing amazing things. And we read books about forests, which I have stacks and stacks and stacks. We scroll through breathtaking photographs of mountains and wild places, and we talk about it like, yeah, we'll get to it. And while there's nothing wrong with any of that, right? Talking about it, reading the books, scrolling, watching the videos, it's not the same as actually feeling the rain and hearing the birds, smelling the pine needles, warming in the sun. Nature isn't meant to be consumed. It's meant to be experienced. And I believe wholeheartedly this is one of the things that I'm going to embody on this trip. Already, Linda has said, okay, it's just, I cannot wait to meet her in person. I've actually done a podcast with her. So I've met her virtually, but I have not met her in person. And she sounds just amazing. She's sort of giving us tips and stuff, but giving us also a heads up that she already has done a trial run of the trek that we're going to be doing just to see what the trails are like. And was giving us a heads up that they're a little wet right now, and to bring wool socks and giving some tips for packing, you know, and that way it gets a little colder in the mountains and it might be rainy. And so truly this experience being outdoors in nature is meant to be experienced. And perhaps that's one of the greatest gifts of an outdoor classroom. So it reminds us all that not just children, it's all of us that become participants again, right? So we think, oh, yeah, we're the educators and we should just, the kids are all about this. But it's truly all of us in this experience. So today, I would love to leave you with a few questions. Not just questions that I want you to answer right now, but questions that I want you to carry with you on your next walk. Questions that, you know, if you're sitting in your garden or sitting on your porch or wherever you are, I want you to think about, what am I modeling without realizing it? What am I modeling without realizing it? When was the last time I did something that stretched me? When was the last time I did something that stretched me? So already, even thinking about this trip, I'm thinking about who I want to become when I get back from the trip. So I just don't want this trip to be, oh, I went to Sweden and so on and so forth. I am already envisioning getting involved in the Appalachian Mountain Club and hiking groups, and I friends that love this lifestyle. And how can I keep the momentum of this experience going and really incorporating that into my world? And that might be different for you. It could be simply gardening. It could be creating a different piece of your outdoor classroom. But what is it that totally gets you to the point that you might even feel like you're jumping out of a plane without a parachute? I mean, I'm feeling a little to that point, like, oh my goodness, what am I getting myself into? And I have to say, Christy Nuttall, if you're listening, she's the one that said this trip has your name on it. I'm so, so excited, but there is a part of me that's like, holy cannoli, here we go. And again, my children are adult children at this point, and I have my 93-year-old mother, and I am still watching her. I'm watching her in these chapters of her life and how she's aging gracefully and beautifully and making sure that she's walking around the block every day and making sure she has her oatmeal every day and the consistency and the rhythm of her day and how important that is. I want to embody that. And I think my love for gardening has come from much of that. So when I think about, and it's really interesting because you sort of don't think about it. You sort of go around your day. But what do children see when they watch me? What are they seeing? Am I living the kind of life I hope they will one day choose for themselves? And then even thinking about, I was reading this somewhere in a reflection, when you get older, what are the type of stories that you want to share? What are the stories that you want to share? Are they stories of adventures? Are they stories of taking those risks? Are they stories? What are those stories going to be? And this is the word, legacy. Because our greatest legacy isn't the outdoor classroom that we build. It's not the physical outdoor classroom that we build. It can be, but it's the life that we model inside of it. So the outdoor classroom is almost like the stage, and it's the life that we are modeling inside of that space that we have created. We are not the star of the show, so to speak. We are modeling. We are sort of directors, silent directors in a way. I mean, we are our own, leading our own lives, but we are in that constant learning phase. And what's so beautiful when I thought about this podcast episode for today is the word that I chose for this year, and I choose a word every single year and we talk about it, and the word is becoming. Who are we becoming? Who are we becoming? Not what are we teaching this week? What's the theme this week? What's the books that we're going to pull out of the bookshelf this week? But who are we becoming today, tomorrow, and the next day? Who are we becoming in this process? Who are we becoming in this season? And currently, we have an amazing cohort of nature-based educators in the Exploring Nature in Summer Masterclass, which is a part of our seasonal masterclass bundle. And it's so interesting because they're very quick courses. They're 4 weeks and we meet once a week. So it's sort of a month-long course. And it's so interesting to see who educators are in the very beginning and who they are 4 weeks later. And if they're educators that are in the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, it's amazing to me, absolutely amazing to watch who they are becoming from when they start with the Outdoor Teaching Boot Camp to the final course, which is the Teaching Beyond Walls capstone course, and that incredible shift. And one of our educators, who is a parent, came into this experience having no experience. She said, I wasn't raised this way. I don't know anything about anything. And in our last class, she says, these classes have absolutely changed me. She's an occupational therapist. They've changed me as professionally as an occupational therapist. They have changed me as a parent, changed the way I think and feel. So it's that becoming, putting yourself, again, a little scary to go into a group of, even a group of people, and feeling like, okay, I don't know anything about anything. It's a risk, right? But to do that, to think about that, think about what is it? And summer is such a wonderful time to pause and think about these things. Whether you are going on a trip or you're taking a vacation or you're staying home and having a staycation, it's really, truly about becoming. Who are we becoming as nature-based educators? I can have story after story after story about educators that are weaving through our programs that have sort of in some shape or form have been enlightened, that they have added something to their mindset or shift in thinking. The other piece is community. Who are we becoming as a community of nature-based educators, right? So we begin with who are we becoming as ourselves, as educators, as adults, rather than thinking about what's the next thing that we're going to be teaching, and how can our becoming and our learning and our stretching model be the model for our children and have that be almost the curriculum. That's kind of a cool way of looking at it. Then looking at, which I was actually just writing about in our newsletter, the latest newsletter, is the way that I see our circle community is like a family. It's a circle where everybody comes to the table equally, and everybody is seen, heard, thought upon, but everyone brings something different to the table. And that diversity of difference brings almost like a quilt. But the important thing is that we have a sort of a like-minded mindset, but there is diversity. We have farmers, we have educators that have been doing this and getting PhDs, we have parents, we have all different folks from all different backgrounds. But then who are we as a collective becoming to raise the vibration of nature-based education? Now that's something to think about. So I want to leave you with those thoughts for today, tomorrow, the next day, when hopefully you're listening to this on a walk or a run or whatever it is. But think about, again, who you are, what adventure. It doesn't have to be a dramatic adventure going to Sweden or anything like that. It can just be gardening, could be anything. But thinking about that one thing that's going to stretch you and make you think about all those different questions that I was referring to. What do children see when they watch me? When was the last time I did something that really stretched me? Am I living the kind of life I hope they will one day choose for themselves? I mean, they're great questions. Think about that. Then take it one step further and ask that question, who are we as a collective? And if you are interested in joining the Circle community, which is, again, I consider a family, a beautiful family of diverse educators from all over the country, it's $27 a month. It's like getting a coffee and a muffin. Come join us. There's lots of information. The information will be in the show notes. And I hope to see you either in the community or in the comments. We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take the next step and dive deeper into our community, here's how you can get involved. First, you can join our one-hour workshops. These happen every month with fresh and exciting new topics each time. It's a great way to get a taste for what we offer. If you enjoy the workshops, you can become part of our Circle membership community. And this will give you access to not only all the new workshops that happen every month, but it will also give you access to our entire workshop library, which is growing. It will also give you access to our monthly roundtable discussions. And also, as a member, you receive exclusive discounts on all our programs. It's a wonderful, wonderful family. The final step, if you would like to dig deeper into our community, is to join our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is for those educators who are eager to dig even deeper into our programming, and it's the perfect next step. If you want to learn more about each of these programs, or you're not sure where you need to start, or any questions that you might have, schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria Hackett. I will put all of that information in the show notes. You can also go to our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more information. We can't wait to welcome you into our community. Until next time,